We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
There's a high drive to right. Is it fair down the line? It is a grand slam into the water. Can you believe it? And they all score, including the man who hit the ball. Incredibly, the Giants have come from 7-0 behind, and Yastrzemski has put them ahead.
Man, what a call, what a home run, what a grand slam, what a game. Last night, the San Francisco Giants, 9-8 over Arizona. I don't have to tell Dibs about the game. He was there, and he saw what I like to refer to sometimes as a regular season classic. Dibs, what do you got? Nice game to stumble into, man.
Yeah, and also stumble out of, as luck would have it. Stumble in, stumble out, stumble-aya. It's just one of those nights you'll never forget. And, you know, going in, I was going with my girl, and we were excited. We got tickets, and, okay, Arizona's terrible, and, you know, you're not seeing Cueto or a front. Okay, Littell, fine. It's baseball. It was good to be back. Magical night, beautiful night. Bam, you're down 7-0. Okay, great. Well, at least we're at a ball game, and she was talking about how she had seen 26 consecutive losses and hadn't been to a game in 2 years. And so it's like, of course, they're going to lose because she's here, and that's what happens. But you're not going to leave early because it was a magical night, Goo. And it was great to be back at Oracle Park and just to see live sports. And you stick around, they hang around, Belt gets the double, you get a couple more on base. And there was that feeling like, okay, we may have action. And then to watch Yaz get wet, not like training day where Ethan Hawke got wet, which was a little bit different, but just sure, the absolute PCP. Pandemonium, Goo. 10,000, 9,800 of my closest friends. The place was just going bananas. And it's just one of those games I will never forget as long as I'm on this great earth.
Forget Michael Jackson, guys. This Giants season's been a thriller. I mean, it really has. You got the Tauchman grand slam. There you go. The catch, the grand slam a week ago in Texas by Tauchman. Dibs, and you put your social media pictures up with your special one, and I loved it, but I had material ready like you jinxed them. Oh. They lost to the Snakes. 7-0. You're not supposed to win that game, Steiny and Pony League, but give the Giants kudos. And I'll say this, Yaz not only needed it, I'm happy for him and my fantasy baseball team, and also Brandon Belt, who was big. You know, he showed up, but, I mean, you look at this season, and I know people can still say it's early. Something's happening here, Buffalo, Springfield, Steiny, and when you come back 7-0, I don't care who you're playing, you got to own it, and Tony, it feels good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you guys know that I'm not a big carryover guy, but every once in a while there are games that certainly could be a carryover game or a pivotal type of game. Man, this would seem to be it. There is one piece of information we need to clear up, though, and I just, real quick before the show, I just jumped on Facebook. Just, yeah, I like to look at the pictures pretty much. And I saw one of Dibs.
Yeah.
And
he's smiling.
He said the Giants had lost the game, and we need a clarification there of what exactly happened.
Oh, boy.
Well, what happened was premature Facebookulation is what happens. And, you know, unfortunately, there's not a pill for that because I said the Giants lost, but I won with a, you know, with picture of my close friend thinking that, okay, you know, it's a loss, but it's a win for the Dibber, hashtag Dibber clause. And I decided that I wouldn't edit the post or delete the post, but I did add a late correction because I did stay. People are saying, oh, you left, you loser. Yeah. No, didn't leave early. Posted early, didn't leave early, stayed all the way through the Tony Bennett, I left my heart in San Francisco, but, and I actually had a chance to go down and speak to the family of Sammy Long, the youngster who came in out of relief. He had about 25 or 30 family members there, much as he did in Texas, and so they were going bananas, even though Sammy gave up 3 runs in the second and ended up giving up 3 runs in 3 innings. They all stayed. Everybody stayed. And it was just an incredible post-game celebration for everybody after old Tyler Rogers came in and closed it out.
I and Goo, I can verify, because I actually am looking at right now a photo of Dan Dibley and his friend in front of the World Series trophies at Oracle Park, and the timestamp is 10:05 p.m. So that would put him at Oracle Park for the entire game. So if anybody needs or wants proof that Dibs was in the house for all that game, I actually have it, Dibs, and you obviously have that photo too. So you may want to put that one up with the timestamp.
Yeah, put it in the cap. Absolutely.
I got to believe. Yeah.
Dibs,
I got to believe this is the first game, obviously, with it's only been one pandemic, that you were at a game with the population being what, you know, what it was, the attendance. What was that feeling like? And I got to give you kudos. Had you left early, I wouldn't have came down your road, buddy. I appreciate the fact that that didn't even cross your mind.
Well, if it was 7-0 after 7 innings, it might have been a different story. But the fact that it was 7-0 after an inning and a half, and then the Giants answered, they got some get-back runs, and then they were only down 8-5 when Yaz hit the slam. So it wasn't a totally lost cause. But to your question about what it was like, it was absolutely divine, quite frankly, to be there with only 10,000 fans. We were not in a vaccination section, although we had to show our vaccination cards on the way in, and we got wristbands that showed that we had been vaccinated. That way, I guess security wouldn't harass us if we didn't have our mask on or whatever. But we were in one of the social distancing sections, so the seats around us were actually zip tied to where you couldn't pull them down and sit in them. So like the zip tie would go through the seat and over the back, so you couldn't pull down the seat. So we were the only two people in our row for about 15 seats. There was a couple who I don't even know if they saw the game. They were making out the entire.
Oh, nice. <Uh-oh>.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Pretty funny. I mean, lip locked from the 6th through the 8th. Literally. Oh, I'm deeper than that, Goo.
Oh, okay.
The lips were locked. Who knows what was going on beyond it. But they were, I think, a row or two in front of us. No one next to us. And so that part of it was really cool. You know, quick trips to the restroom, no line at the concession stand. So if you get a chance to get out there before max capacity, I recommend it because it was pretty nice. The egress, as we like to talk about, the ingress and the egress was very easy. Getting out of the parking structure, no problem. You know, it kind of felt like Candlestick vibes a little bit with a small crowd.
Yeah, the one thing I want to know, and we'll just start out with a little fun one at 888-957-9570. Because Dibs gutted that out last night, stuck around, yes or no, fair or foul, as John Curley would say, are you a leave early person? Are you a leave early person from a game? You guys know how I feel about quitting. I'm not afraid to leave a game before it's over.
Quitting gets a bad name.
Exactly. I hate it, Steiny. Yeah.
You know what? But I, you know, if we're coming clean, I'm a leave early guy if need be. I will leave a game early.
I will too. Ugh. I famously
makes
missed
me so mad.
I missed the pick at the stick because I left early. Navarro Bowman, 80 whatever
you
yards.
You missed that, Dibs.
It's because I left early, and it's because, you know, Candlestick was a nightmare to get out of, and, you know, I was doing mornings then, so I figured I'm going to get a jump on traffic. I'm out of here. It's a good game. I'll listen to the rest of it on the radio, and then you hear the rah! It's like, uh-oh, probably should have stuck that one out. But first game back, there was no way we were leaving early. And I think I have a new appreciation, Goo, for live sporting events because it felt really kind of special to be able to be back there and to see ball. And, you know, the fact that it was an absolute classic of a game was icing on the cake.
And I'm not being mushy, Dibs. When I saw your picture and that face, only a mother would love. And I felt like my face was yours, Dibs, because we talked about when's it going to end? When are we going to get back? And you were right there. I got to give some love, though, to the architects that built this stadium. I don't know where the ball goes at Fenway when it clears the Green Monster. I know Wrigley has Waveland Avenue. But when that ball goes in the China Basin, whoever came up with that concept, give them a raise. There's nothing greater in sports than splashing. Guys, seriously, and for it to be a granny, Steiny, you know, you got people waiting on it. It's just, that's special, man. That just is.
And only the fourth time in the history of that ballpark, now 21 seasons, only the fourth time ever there was two splash hits in the same game. Mm. Bonds did it twice. Yaz did it once, and then last night, the combination, the two splash hits, the first of which, of course, was Duggar into the water, and then, of course, Yaz with the salami in the water.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot going on right now. Obviously, the Giants win maybe their most thrilling game of the year, maybe outside the Dodgers game where Talkman makes the game-saving catch and they come back to win it. But the point is one of the best games of the year by far. Unbelievable doings around the NBA. Chris Paul is out indefinitely after entering health and safety protocol. Kawhi Leonard is going to miss game 5 and likely more games after that. Kevin Durant was absolutely spectacular last night for the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to talk about it all, but we're going to come back and talk more Giants. And here's my question to baseball fans and Giant fans in general. Do you believe in omens? And what I mean by that is you see a game like this, you watch a game like last night, does it get you to feeling there may be more at play than just a regular old regular season for the Giants? Are we starting to feel like something special may be brewing? 888-957-9570. And be honest, are you a leave early guy? Yes or no? We'll be back to talk about it on the other side. We're also going to give away some money, hopefully. Right back.
Happens when your unit is defective.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let it go, Goo. Let it go. Let it go.
I said it, yeah.
It's a hump day, and we're just working toward a Friday. Regular season classic last night at Oracle Park. Giants come back from 7-0 down. They win 9-8. Our very own Dan Dibley was in the house.
Woo.
Yes. For all of it, and we're going to talk about that a lot today. There's also an unbelievable amount of NBA news, but let's try to give away some money first. It is time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word LATE, L-A-T-E, to 72881. That's LATE to 72881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. All right. Here's one thing I was thinking, and one of my Twitter buddies, his name is Chris Heath, and he tweeted out to me that the it really helped last night that it was the Diamondbacks, that the Giants played the Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. And, okay, he's absolutely right. But here's what I was thinking. You know, the Diamondbacks are the worst team in the league, probably. They've lost, 21 straight on the road now. So if you're the Giants, all right, if you're the Giants, you're going into this series, and there's, I don't want to say there's pressure, but you're going in saying, you know, we got to win 3 out of 4 and maybe even do better than that. But it's the Diamondbacks. So, no, it would have felt like anything you do is just what you should have done. But you win a game like this against the Diamondbacks, and yes, they're terrible, but it almost gives you a spark where you would have never had one had you just won the game. You know what I mean? It would have been a nondescript, I should have won the ball game, and I went two, can they see? But now, Dibs, it's like they get a boost in the middle of a series against a horrendous team that maybe they wouldn't have had before.
That's fair, and also I think it just reaffirms the belief that you're never out of a game. So to your point of, you know, if you would have won it, you know, 5-1 with a couple in the first, a couple in the second, and you just kind of coasted, it's a quality win, it's an expected win, but to do it in that fashion, you've got Littell coming out as your opener, and he doesn't get it done. He gives up four. Yeah, total yikes. And then you're down 7-0 heading into the bottom of the second, and you're thinking, okay, this is one that maybe you won't win, but you scratch and you claw and you fight. And to come back in that fashion and win it, I think it is worth more than just a garden variety win over Arizona would have been. Now, if you go out tonight and you lose, it's unfortunate, but you still have the muscle memory of knowing that you can come back from 7 down, even if it's against a team that's now dropped 21 straight road games and is one road loss away, Goo, from tying a centuries-old record for road woes.
Yeah, right. I just keep looking at the bottom of the screen to see when the coach is relieved of his duties. There has to be a sacrificial lamb. And not only that, 21 games, Dibs, guys, they've lost 12 in a row at that. But life is mental and so is sports. And Steiny, I'm feeling that. Because had you won, like Dibs said, 6-2, you were supposed to do that. But now this just gives you that confidence that it's never over. And I think back a couple Fridays ago where it looked like the Giants had blew the game and Pujols was going to walk them off. I don't know if that was the best win of the season because Tauchman robbed them and staved off the circus that would have came after that game or this game here. Because when you're down 7 in Major League Baseball, 99% of the time you're not supposed to come back. And they did it. And the granny, the way that they did it, kudos. So I expect him to just keep doing dead men walking these next 2 games because of the euphoria last night's heroics.
It always feels like when you look back on a championship season, forget winning it all, but let's just say making the playoffs, there's always a few signature games. And now that was number 2 this year as far as I'm concerned. The L.A. game was 1. This was 2. Mm. And you know, can you continue to manufacture a few of these? Because, and I'm not saying the team didn't believe, but they got to think right now that they are a good baseball team. Whereas at the beginning of the year, like, they know they're a good team now. At the beginning of the year, they were probably like, you know, we think we can be pretty good. So I think the expectations, Guru, I know you're saying it's early. Well, it's getting later and later and later. And the expectations are changing, I think, for this team. Don't you guys think?
I do. And Dibs, I keep finding myself looking at the wild card standings and check myself. I don't have to do that for this Giant team right now. You know why? You know why? They're in first place, 67 games in. So I'm being real here. I don't know what Giant fans expected. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect the output in regard to the offensive production. So in a crazy way, what I'm selling at your doorstep, guys, is I could already make a case that this has already been a successful season for the Giants. And obviously, like all fans, I want more. But I didn't see this coming. And barring a free-for-all, Dibs, this team's a player to at least get to the postseason if what I'm seeing I deem real.
Yeah, and it's real now because you've played so many games. You know, we all talked about, oh, let's wait till June 1st, and here we are mid-June, and they continue to play well, and they continue to lead the division. They've been in front in the West now for more than 2 weeks, about 2.5 weeks. And
damn.
The Padre team that, Goo, you said was maybe overrated and overinflated, they are coming way back to earth in a screeching halt. They find themselves on the outside looking in right now. And, you know, the Giant team looking more and more real. And you also talked about Yaz, Goo, and what a struggle he's had this year. I know he's on your fantasy team, so you keep two eyes on Yaz. But for him to snap out of his kind of slump, his season-long power outage in that fashion means as much for him as it does for the team.
Yeah, no doubt. Great point. No doubt. Maybe he can build off that. Let's go to Pivo. Pivo's in the city. He wants to chat with Dibs. Pivo in the city. What's going on, man?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Hey, Magical Night, Dibs, girl, got that. I just want to know, and it really wasn't explained, what would have compelled him to post that the Giants had lost that game, and I love this guy, but I'm just wondering, like, what's going on with that?
Thanks.
Well,
man.
What compelled
I'm
me was,
sorry, Diz, yeah.
You know, he just kind of short-term posting, not thinking about the reality of what could take place. And I'd have to go back and check the exact timestamp on when the post occurred. They probably were down 8-3 at that point, and you know, it was regrettable, but. Unlike some, it's very regrettable. I mean, not very regrettable. It's just a social media post. But I decided that I wouldn't just straight up remove it. I would ride with it because it was that remarkable. And, you know, you look at the win probability. I do that a lot with NBA games. And, well, the Giants, at multiple points in that game, the Diamondbacks had a 96.5% chance of winning it. So should I have waited until the 27th out? Sure. Do I regret posting it? I don't believe in regret. If I really regretted it, I would have pulled the plug on it, Pivo, and I would have deleted it. But you stand behind it and you move on.
Those win percentages, let me make it clear, that 96.5%, that's just based on any game, any baseball game, because there's no way to put in there the Diamondbacks factor, which clearly would have dropped that from 96.5 to...
50-50?
75? Not five. Not six.
Totally.
Five. Not six. Not seven.
And they got gifted an out. The third baseman, I deem, made an error, guys. They gave them that. Like, they would have been out of the inning. The Snakes would have. And he does a little league. I'm going to close my eyes and try to scoop it. And bam. Look what happens. Woo, bad baseball stinks.
So, Dibs, were you close enough last night in your seats to kind of hear guys on the field? Were you sitting in the first row, midway up to the first level, in the second?
Third baseline, about, I think, row 33. So not quite close enough to where you could hear conversations, but certainly the pop of the mitt and the crack of the bat with only, you know, 9,800, I think, was the rough attendance. So, you know, the roar of the crowd on both of the splash hits was extraordinary. But you couldn't quite hear the conversation. But I was really enjoying watching Buster Posey and the umpire interacting virtually after every batter. You see Posey kind of half turn, and he and the ump are just chatting it up. And, you know, Buster's 12-year vet or 13-year in the league, and just the gravitas of a Buster Posey. But to the Giants' credit, unlike me, who obviously gave up on him midway through, they didn't give up on each other. And, you know, Yaz said as much in his post-game comments. Like, there was a feeling in the dugout that they still were going to win that ball game. And that's, you know, ultimately it's more important that they have self-belief than if I have belief in them.
I got to believe, guys, he guessed on that pitch too, Dibs. That thing was it. I mean, he had a good guess, but he had to know that was coming. I was like, ooh, how did he get to that? But he was looking for it. Dibs, you know I'm hashtag random. I got to ask this. The wife's asking me. Your trips when you had to go tinkle to the restrooms, was that still staticky and packed, or was it just in and out?
In and out, quick, you know.
Wow.
And that was really the only time that I would throw the mask on would be, you know, up to the concession area and up to the bathroom. And even though I'm vaccinated It seemed like the majority of people were as well. That seemed to me to be the appropriate move, the appropriate measure. And, you know, one of the trips to the men's room, there might have been 10 or 15 people in there, but no line out the door. In the concession line, I was third in line once, and that was the longest I had to wait. So that was one of the real, you know, secret luxuries of being at a game with a limited capacity.
Well, and another luxury for Dibs last night was not – he kind of saw a double feature. Not only did he see a great baseball game, but apparently he saw an R-rated movie down with the young couple, the passionate young couple sitting about a section over. So kind of got two shows for the price of one.
Yeah, even three, Steiny, because at one point the lady of the couple, she went up to handle some business, and then – she was coming back down to the seats, and she was about three sections off. And so, you know, in between pitches, you look over at the woman, and she's looking, where's my man, looking to and fro. And then he stands up, and he's trying to whistle to get her attention. And, you know, it was just pretty funny because she was off by quite a bit trying to find her seat.
What's wrong with my unit?
I would say, Bogart. Bogart, if you need me, if you can, just whistle. What's that from? Casablanca?
Sounds about right. Casablanca. I thought you were going to go Helen Hunt, like she was hunting for her seat.
I got you.
Yeah, kind of where she was.
I never was good at public affection, you know? That wasn't my thing.
Nah.
It depends. I have a wife.
It depends. I mean, I can say this for a fact. I've never initiated it.
Me neither.
Let's go to Cruiser. Cruiser's in San Jose. Cruiser, where you been, man? Where you been?
Oh, I've been around, fellas. Thanks. I've just been laying low. It's been hectic. But I just wanted to call in. As far as leaving the game early, that depends. If the score is within, like, one score, it's in reach and the team's showing fight, you got to see it through. You don't want to be that guy, you know, missing a key player, missing a great moment. And if there's, like, two or three scores and the team is just deflated, you might as well bounce because, you know, misery loves company and nobody wants to be in the middle of all that. I mean, I went to a Raiders game. I had some great tickets one day with a buddy in the black hole. I had a few libations before the game, and I couldn't hang anymore, and I bailed. And as soon as I got to the BART platform, you had the crowd wars, and my buddies texted me, "You missed out. We won. You're a sucker." And so, like, yeah. So if it's close, if they're in it, you owe it to yourself and to the base to just stay there and cheer the team on. Otherwise, if it's hopeless, then just bail out. So thanks a lot, fellas. Love the show. Have a good one.
All right, man. Welcome back, Cruiser. Although he didn't go anywhere. He's just been laying low. What do you think that means? What does it mean when Cruiser says he's laying low?
Been cruising, Steiny.
Yeah. Two. I'll give you two for that.
Smokey Robinson.
Hey, here's what I was thinking with Dibs. I was asking Dibs where he's sitting. What's your preferred seat at a baseball game?
Ooh.
What's your preferred seat?
You know,
great question.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things to that that I'll get to in a moment, but just to answer, I think about where we were, you know, underneath the overhang, so in case it was a hot sunny day, that's always a good spot. And, you know, field level, anywhere between the base and home plate on either side, first base side, third base side, that to me would be my preferred seat.
And for me, you know, I used to pitch. So behind home plate, man, when you watch that ball move and what the batter's got to do and the catch, it's a beautiful – and the ump, it's a beautiful thing. So behind the plate for your boy.
Yeah, for me, you know, unless you get a great ticket, give me about halfway up the third baseline. I think that's a good seat. But also, I'll tell you what, for an A's, one A's game and one Giants game the last two or three years, I've had a buddy who's given me a ticket. Like one was at the end of the A's dugout, right at the end of the dugout near home plate, and then I sat near the Giants dugout at the end of home plate. It's pretty cool to be that close, especially at the A's game, because you can see the guys coming right back to the dugout after they make an out, or it's a whole different experience. Really, because you can focus on things that you can't focus on if you're sitting anywhere else. That's the thing about baseball that I think is cool. No matter where you sit, you got different kind of action in different places.
Definitely. And I'll say this, not to inject a little negativity into a great conversation about an unbelievable night, but I hate the net. I absolutely hate the net.
Wow.
That now extends all the way down the baseline. It's not so annoying to look through because you kind of get used to that, but the fact that most foul balls now just hit the net and they bounce back on the field. You don't have the same ability to get that souvenir. And the other one, Goo, is the video review. There were two calls that were absolutely easy calls that were blown. One was blown and overturned, and it just, you got to wait. And the first call, they didn't even show the replay in-house because it was going to go against the home team. So now you got to sit there. You can't even get the replay, and you got to sit and wait for the umpires to decide. So those were the only two mini drawbacks on an historic night.
And just to piggyback off that, Stani, just think about 25, 30 years ago, would we ever think all three major sports, even hockey, all of them, soccer, how much video would take over and be a part of the game? So Dibs is sitting there, hey, honey, what's going on? Oh, they're reviewing it. That's just – and then you study the mannerisms of the umps when they know how to milk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not like I got control. Janet Jackson, I'm gonna take them off slowly, and I'm always like, hurry up! But yeah, they go at their own pace to, you know, give the outer safe. But it's incredible, man. It ain't going anywhere, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny thing is, they're not in control. They're just taking direction, probably.
From New York. Exactly. Yeah, so they're just, and I mentioned they're just a historic night, Steiny. Just the fourth time ever, two splash hits in the same game by the Giants. And Mike Yastrzemski is now fourth all-time among Giants hitting the ball into McCovey Cove. Do you know who the other three are? As we get a little trivia here on a hump day Wednesday, three Giants hitters have hit more balls into McCovey Cove than Mike Yastrzemski, who, by the way, has 5 now. 5 of the last 8 splash hits are from Yaz. Who are the three Giants ahead of him?
Well, we'll both claim Barry Bonds because that's the easy one.
And you both get it. In fact, he has, I believe, 35, including, I think he had 23 of the first 25. Only Felipe Crespo was able to break up his streak. So, yes, Barry Bonds has more than Mike Yastrzemski. Who else, gentlemen?
You want to take a stab at it? He's saying Brandon Belt. Brandon Belt.
Are you a professional lip reader?
I was looking at Spadoni's fresh haircut. I apologize. Brandon Belt.
Yeah, put Brandon Belt on the board. He is second all-time in splash hits. He's got 10, gentlemen. Brandon Belt is correct.
Go ahead, Stani. Help us out now.
I'm going to guess JT Snow.
Nah, it's a good effort, but JT Snow has just the one, and it came back in 2003.
Is that the one against the Mets, maybe?
No, Minnesota. Kyle Loesch gave it up.
Gotcha. How about Pablo Sandoval?
There you go, kid. You put that on the board. Pablo Sandoval.
Yes,
I believe the Panda has 8. But and there's a list at MLB.com of all the splash hits, 89 of them now in total hit by the Giants. And, I was surprised. I was wondering this morning, how many games had there been multiple splash hits, and just 4 times has it happened?
See, I would have thought a little more than that.
Me too.
I would have thought a dozen.
Number 4.
I would have figured Bonds did it 4 times himself.
Right.
But that's a rarity.
Yaz, last year, July 29th, 2020, Yaz hit 2 himself off the Padres And Barry Bonds did it back in 2000 and in 2002.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's,
I love that feature to the park.
It's pretty cool. It's there's no doubt it's pretty cool. Andy's in Oakland. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, leaving a game early. I just wanted to tell a story of leaving a Warriors game this season. My wife and I spent $400 to go watch the Warriors first time at the new stadium, and it happened to be that Mavs game where they didn't score for 10 minutes in a row, and I started to flip my wig, and my wife made the good decision of making us leave. So that was one of those mind-boggling games that I think was warranted in leaving.
All right, fair enough. Mm. Fair enough. I'm forgetting. Did he miss a big comeback, or did he just miss a 40-point loss? I can't remember what happened when the Warriors played Dallas at home this year.
Yeah, I
remember
they got
manhandled. Yeah, sorry.
I'm glad you cleaned that up, Goo, because I couldn't remember either, Stein. I didn't remember a remarkable comeback, but sometimes, for me, it depends on a number of factors. One being, how much did you spend on the tickets to the game? Because the caller just mentioned he spent a couple of hundred. If I'm a couple hundred deep, well, I'm going to stay to the very, very end. And last night, I think the tickets were like $40 a pop, not bad. But the fact that I hadn't been to any game, the last sporting event I went to was that suite night, Stein, that we had at the Warriors were kind enough to give us that bunker suite, man. Back in, heck, that was January of 2020.
I heard rumors about that night. I missed it.
I can't even remember who they played, Dibs, that night.
Yeah, all I remember is that Steph Curry was the sideline reporter.
That's
remember,
right.
Curry was right
That's
in front
right.
of us, and Damon Bruce famously dangled young Jack, who was not a newborn, but certainly an infant, and he right. kind of dangled him during one of Steph's live shots, and young Jack Bruce got on TV.
I want to make sure people understand when Damon did that, it wasn't like a Michael Jackson situation where he held
that scared
it from
me, right.
the 14th floor.
Right.
He drops
that baby. It's just going to come down like a feather on Curry. Curry
got go, go, go.
Catch it. Yes, Kyle.
Steph absolutely catches it.
I had forgotten until Andy brought this up. That was the game that Steph made a three with 8:40 left in the first quarter to make it a 12-11 Warriors lead, and then they didn't score again the rest of the quarter.
Yowza.
The Dallas
I'd
game.
Forgotten, I'd forgotten that that went down like that. That's crazy.
And then I want to say they played them the next time and maybe blew them out. I'm talking about the Warriors blowing them out, but I kind of don't remember that game. But nevertheless, all right, when we come back, the Giants win a regular season classic. That's exactly what it was. They win 9-8. They stay atop the NL West. There is a lot of basketball to get into. Man, has the landscape of the NBA playoffs changed just in the last 24 hours. We'll explain. We also have last night in our league. How did the Giants' competitors fare? We're talking about it all on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
There's always one party pooper, and today it's you.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, 95.7 The Game wants to send you on a trip to the Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa. Enjoy a two-night stay, a round of golf, a $250 food and beverage credit. To be entered, download the free Odyssey app on your smartphone and favorite 95.7 The Game, that's Odyssey, AUDACY. Search for 95.7 The Game and hit the heart icon in the top left corner. That's all you got to do. Download and favorite, and you'll be entered to win. For more details, visit 957thegame.com/contests. Giants win a wonderful ball game last night at Oracle Park. Come back from being down 7-0 in the they got down 7-0 after an inning and a half. And just work their way back and end up winning it in the bottom of the eighth inning on a grand slam home run by Mike Yastrzemski with two outs, too. And the Giants continue to roll, and our very own Dan Dibley was in the hizzle. Isn't that what the cool kids say?
Snoop
for Shizzle.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the young people.
My Spadone. Dizzle. Talking about Danny.
Tread lightly, Spadone. Tread lightly.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Things are going pretty good.
I'm trying to make a connection there. I'll tell you what. Let's go to last night in our league because everybody's chasing the Giants. How'd they do?
Last night in our Lizzle, Steiny.
Oh, nice.
As
nice.
We're trying, you know. Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. And, man, what a night. Last night in our league as we look at the wild, wild west that the Giants continue to lead. And there's a team right on their heels. And the first headline is the Dodgers drown the Phillies.
Fly ball, left center field, way back there. Listen to the roar.
There it is. Joe Davis, Spectrum Sports, LA, Mookie Betts, three hits, including his eighth home run. Bryce Harper left the game with back tightness. Goo, the Dodgers just don't go away.
Yeah, and I know it's baseball, no style points, guys, but the Dodgers are in some close games, but they're a good team and they're winning these close games, but damn it, I'm hoping they slip up because they're still on the Giants bumper, Stein.
Yeah, and see, this kind of bothers me just a little bit. Not that it could be prevented, but we got the Phillies coming in after the Diamondbacks head out, and you know what? I want to see Bryce Harper play, you know what I'm saying? But, who knows? Back tightness, that could be a week or two.
Yeah, you never know, and the Phillies certainly need him, and the objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, and the Dodgers, I mean, the Giants are so remarkable, but just a one-game lead. Meanwhile, in third place, the Padres leaking oil, the Rockies rallied, and they punished the Padres.
High fly ball, center field. Daza coming on. Ball game. Down 4-0. The Rockies roar back and make it two straight against San Diego.
A four-run comeback. That's very cute. Jack Corrigan, Rockies Radio, KOA. Ryan McMahon, get to know him, Goo. He tripled. He's got 16 home runs. The Rockies smashed the Padres, who've dropped 6 of 7.
And I'm going to throw Steiny a curveball. You too, Dibs, because I'm always coming down the Padres hitters road. Not today. They gave you Darvish, quote-unquote the ace, a four-run lead against the lowly Rocky, Steiny, and he gives it right back. I mean, you got to – come on. That's your ace out there. Handle your business. Padres leaking a little oil. Jiffy Lou.
And, Goo, I got to tell you, ever since you said you weren't impressed with their lineup – outside Tatis and Machado, I've been eyeballing my guy, Eric Hosmer. And you know what? He's been stuck on 5 homers for at least a week. You might be right. They need help in San Diego.
Yeah, the S used to be silent in Hosmer back when he was hitting homers, but now the S stands for Steve. Thank you. Thank you for telling. Three threes and fours, I'll take it. Game number 3, as we look at the Wild Wild West, the AL West with the A's ascending over the Angels.
This one's hit well, right center field. And nobody's going to get it. Here comes Kemp. He's going to score. And this game is tied thanks to the RBI double, Mark Canna.
6-4, the final. Glenn Kuiper, NBC Sports California. Sean Murphy, his 8th home run. Frankie Montas wins for the 7th time. Goo, Montas has started 14 games, and he's got 13 decisions.
He's doing his thing, and I'll say this. I owe the A's organization an apology. I thought they were going to miss Marcus Semien. They got a 2.5-game lead on the Astros, and right now they're clicking, Steiny. Angels came in hot. 2 in a row that they've dropped to the A's. A's are doing their thing.
Yeah, and Mark Canna playing great baseball since he made his appearance on our show. He's a friend of the program. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Dare to dream. Can we dare to dream? Can we dare start thinking
you
Giants
going 1989?
I love
A's. Yeah. That would be unreal.
Yeah. Tonight we're going to party like it's 1989.
Nice.
Giants and A's.
We'd have fights in the studio. Giants and A's, man.
32 years ago. Excuse me. It's hard to believe it's been 32 years. But don't crown the A's just yet because the Astros keep pace by wrecking the Rangers.
Altuve drives one deep to left field. Martin, look at it. That's gone. A walk-off slam. Jose Altuve.
Altuve!
Tita!
Todd Callis on ATT Sportsnet. Jose Altuve, the walk-off salami in the 10th to celebrate Dusty Baker's 72nd birthday. Goo, the walk-off Grand Slam, pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, it is, and we know about it here in San Francisco, but I'll say this. I'll go Halle Berry with the Astros lineup because the A's don't have, you know, the name recognition that the Astros have from Altuve, Brantley, Bregman. It's just Correa. They just got bats, and it's sexy when they follow each other.
You just hate to see Altuve do that. I'll tell you what, the one sliver of a saving grace that the Astros have is their manager's Dusty Baker. If they had a manager that was incorrigible, it would be the most hated team in all of sports history, I believe. I know one guy in there in our bill. I don't know where Madsen fits on this, but Joe Spadoni, to put it mildly, does not like the Astros.
Yeah, he keeps playing the cheetah soundbite. And at what point, as we transition out of last night in our league, at what point do we let it go? Is Jose Altuve a cheater for life, or can we yet appreciate what he's doing as a 5'5" Major League Baseball player? Because the dude is tiny. I covered him in the Cal League. He's an unbelievable hitter. And yeah, they cheated. They weren't the only team to cheat, and they got caught, and they won the World Series. Kyle, this is probably a good question for you. At what point, is there a point where we turn the page, Bob Seger?
I'm not in the same boat as Spadoni. I don't like the Astros, but Carlos Correa is an incredible player. You mentioned Jose Altuve is an incredible player. If you want to put a little asterisk on their World Series championship, that's fine. I'm always going to make jokes about it, but it's not something where if the A's sign Carlos Correa, I'm not going to be against it.
Gotcha.
And I mean, Jose Altuve is on a Hall of Fame trajectory. What point, I mean, does he get denied a spot in Cooperstown because of this scandal that, by the way, was never fully proven to be, you know, necessarily that they cheated? Yeah, we all see the circumstantial evidence, etc., but it's just a tough one. You know, at some point, you got to be able to turn the page.
And I've done that, guys. He's batting .290 with 13 homers, Steiny. And I'll say this. If I were a private investigator, I'm working a new case. And the new case is these doctrines of the baseball. And the pandemic, I'm not making light of it. It helped the Astros. And that kind of, to me, went away. But I get those guys can hit. And if they cheated, they cheated. But at the end of the day, you can't tell me these guys aren't studs at what they do. And to answer Dibs' question, Steiny, I'm kind of over it. I'm done with the Astros. I look at them as baseball players. Altuve, the plane, because he is as small as our guy from Fantasy Island.
Tattoo, yeah. Hervé Villachez. Yeah. Help me. I'm gonna give you 4 for the reference. And if you ever get a chance to see the movie, I think it's called My Dinner with Hervé Villachez. The actor, Peter Dinklage, I think, from Game of Thrones, he plays Hervé Villachez, and it's just a fascinating movie, kind of looking at his life and his struggles with alcohol.
The plane. I mean, and Ricardo Montalban.
One of the greats.
I used to love that show, by the way. As long as we're talking about
ABC.
Altuve cheating. Let me obviously then bring in what's going on with the sticky stuff in baseball. Spadone, you got to set it up because I couldn't catch it all in your ear, but this fits really well with what we're talking about.
Yeah, Carlos Rodon of the White Sox was asked about the suspension for 10 games if you get caught with a substance, and he had some interesting thoughts on it.
The way I look at it is it's hard. It's hard to see this when you're giving out 10-game suspensions for cheating, but you give the Astros no suspensions at all. So, I mean, if Rob Manfred can look himself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm doing the right thing, that's fine. You can't suspend the team that you actually knew was cheating during a playoff game. That's on you.
Oof.
Man.
Oof. There you go. Hey, just for kicks.
Cheater!
Actually, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Station. The segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.